episode of The Desperate Hours has been pre-recorded. Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk, and pop track from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-worries from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs recorded on only the latest out-of-date technology. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. If you want a request that will be heard or could be heard next week, this is the best we can do in these pandemic times. Anyway, let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Me 10 fine toes to wiggle in the sand. Lots of idle fingers snap to my command. A lovely pair of heels that kick to beat the band. Contemplating nature can be fascinating. Add to these a nose that I can thumb. And a mouth by gum have I to tell the whole darn world. If you don't happen to like it, deal me out. Thank you kindly. Pass me by, pass me by, pass me by. If you don't happen to like it, pass me by. Whole darn world, if you don't happen to like it, feel me out.
you'll find in your dreams if you dare to dream on the wild side. Walk on the wild side, my friend, while you're young and eager and gay. Too soon the magic will end and your youth fly away. So find the wildest rose that grows in the glen and taste the wildest honey now and again. That untamed heart you seek you'll find only then, only when you walk on the wild side.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Get into it! everybody. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours. On 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I can beat your drum, baby, play your tambourine. I can beat your drum, baby, like nothing you've ever seen. I can beat your drum, baby, make you up so right.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the show. Just heard Fever Tree and I Can Beat Your Drum. That off the compilation, a whole lot of highs, mainstream pop site compendium from 1966 to 70. Came out on Ace in 2012. The original was, of course, on mainstream, surprise, surprise, in 1967. Before that, Danny Luciano on a track called Get Into It. I got the compilation, Twist and Rumble Volume 4. Came out on a Lumar label. Unknown release date on that, but they steal from Knock on Wood. So I'm guessing probably late 60s. Before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes with the B-side to Reflections, Going Down for the Third Time. Came out on Motown in 1967. Marilyn Brown before that with Walk on the Wild Side. No, yet another, not the one from the movie, and not Lou Reed. I got that off the compilation Slow Grind Fever 7 and 8. Came out with Stago Lee in 2018. It was originally released on DRA Records in 1962. And we kicked it off with Peggy Lee, who this past Monday turned 100, if you're still alive, with the main theme from Father Goose and Pass Me By. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours of WMFO in Memphis.
Tears in my eyes. trying to read a letter from my home. If this train runs me right, Lord, I'll be home tomorrow night. 'Cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Train I ride on is 100 coaches long. You can hear the whistle blow 10,000 miles. If this train runs me right, Lord, I'll be home tomorrow night. 'Cause I'm 900 miles from home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow.
I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me, I don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know, I don't know. You stick around, now it may show. I don't know, I don't know. Something in the way she knows, and all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me, now, you know I believe in how. Something in the things she shows me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
Are my methods unsound?
Started out in Philadelphia, just a lad of 21. Never wanted any trouble, only meant to have some fun. There's a blonde down in the tavern, seems to me her name was Ann. Too much blonde and too much lip, now I'm called a wanted man. Took her to her home that night, she invited me right in. Guess I really got to like her, went back time and time again. Then one night the lights were turned low as I held her by the hand. Someone hit me from behind, now I'm called a wanted man. I woke up and saw a body, knew right then that I'd been framed. And he swore to me I'd kill him, told me I must take the blame. Like a fool I got excited, from the house I quickly ran. Guess she pinned it all on me, cause I'm called a wanted man. Went to Wheeling, Cincinnati, Memphis, Dallas, then Tucson. Then I went to California, ran as far as I could run. Gave up to the cops in Frisco, now I'm doing time for Ann. Too much blonde and too much living, now I'm called a wanted man. Never trust a blonde old buddy, if in life you have a goal, or you might wind up in some prison with no chance to get parole. Listen to the breezes blow and think of things that might have been. I'd much rather live in prison than to be a wanted man.
Let me
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Trash can.
These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. You just heard Ken Williams and My Very Own Trash Can, actually on the compilation Las Vegas Grind Part 1 on Strip, just called Trash Can. Originally came out on the Renee label in 1963. Before that, you heard the Cavemen, and It's Trash. From the compilation, I'm a No Count, came out on Teenage Shutdown in 1998, originally released on the Shell record label, that's apostrophe, C-H-E-L-L-E label, 1966, must be from Michelle or something, that was her nickname, anyway. Before that, you heard Billy Barton and Wanted Man, a track originally released on the Fire label, 1958, but I ain't gonna lie, after compilation, Beating on the Bars, came out on Trailer Park Records in 2015. Well, that, Telly Savalas, channeling George Harrison, and Something from the self-titled LP, came out on MCA in 1974. Then we kicked it off with another actor, and actually, He was a folk singer before he became an actor. Alan Arkin and 900 Miles. And what I didn't know when I was doing the research, and also I realized that I had a couple of his other records. He was in a group called the Terriers that became famous for the Banana Boat song. Anyway, 900 Miles released on the Arrow label in 1958. But I ain't going to lie, I got off the Boomalay compilation. Volume 7 came out in 2015 on Stag O'Lee. Hey, anyway, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the internet and in the greater Boston area, all you got to do is make me an ID. What you do is you mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Then your name, a stage name acceptable, claim to fame or lack thereof, a general geographic area or planet, and all their possible combinations, make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, or a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Fuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy was he had no hair. Fuzzy was he was a bear. I lost his hair in a barber chair. Fuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy was he had no hair. Fuzzy was he was a bear. I lost his hair and baby I don't care. Fuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy was he had no hair. He was a bear.
I lost his hair, man. He's a real square bear.
Fuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy was he had no hair. Fuzzy was he was a bear.
I lost his hair, man. He's a real square bear.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
that dame. She's just been here an hour ago.
Take it easy, Mario. She'll show up.
Come in. Where the hell you been?
All right, all right. Don't get excited.
Sit down. You want to eat?
No, thanks.
Now, get this. I want you to get up to that way out place right away. Check into the swamper. Try to find out who tipped off the feds about our tango runs. They knocked off the last three trips. The whole operation is tied up. I gotta find out who's giving out the information. You understand what I mean?
I understand. Look, just leave it to me, okay?
All right, now, get going. Hey, keep in touch. And lay off the booze.
DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
that. Are you relaxed?
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I was remiss in telling you the backing track tonight. It's a holdover from last week's excellent show with Joe Lacey celebrating the music behind the artwork of Hypnosis. Various artists that use the legendary art studio in London for their album covers or artwork. And that was Twink and Rock and Roll Joint from the Think Pink LP. Came out on Sire in 1970 in this country. Anyway, I'll tell you what I just played. I just heard Rick and the People and Love Me Baby from the compilation Wild Sides Volume 7. Came out on Retro Gene in 2008. Originally released on Rick Records. I can assume that's a self-release in 1966. But that Gwen Owens on the Velgo label 1966. And I lost a good thing, but I ain't going to lie. I got off the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 3, the CD version. Before that, Tommy Wright did We Lost It. Unknown date on that. Originally appeared on the Soundtrack label sometime, I imagine, in the mid-60s. I got off the compilation 60s Rebellion Volume 4. Came out on Music Maniac in 1993. Before that, Bob Moore and the Temps did Trophy Run. And off the compilation Whale on the Beach. Came out on Satan in 1987. Original release was on Daisy in 1963. And then we kept it off with Al Herda and Fuzzy Wuzzy. Track originally released on Eve Records in 1962. I got off the compilation Big Itch Volume 5. Came out on the Mr. Manicotti label. Unknown date on that. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. We hope you're digging it. You know what to do if you're not. Anyway, this is WMFO in Medford.
Tell you about my baby.
my girl?
I don't see any livestock around here, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.